Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler over at Leffler Commodities. And Tom, all the private estimates are in now. It's time for the actual USDA numbers, and we had a slew of them this morning. Grain and soybean stock estimates, wheat acreage, corn and soybean production, ending stocks. How did we end up, and will it affect the open?
Well, definitely will affect the open. We'll probably see downside in the corn and soybeans. Possibly a little upside in the wheat market. Corn production surprising everybody coming in at 13.15 billion bushels. The trade was looking for 12.82. We looked at a soybean crop coming in at a record number. Also, that was a record corn crop. Soybean record number, 3.36 billion. The trade was looking for 3.37 billion. We also saw higher yields out there, too. All this a surprise to the trade. Ending stocks also came in higher. Corn now sitting at 1.76 billion bushels, soybeans at 245 million, and wheat at 976 million bushels, all above what the trade was looking for. We saw as far as the quarterly stocks, they came in higher for corn and wheat, but they were lower for soybeans. Corn at 10.93 billion, soybeans at 2.34 billion, and wheat at 1.77 billion. Now, the big thing for wheat that was friendly was they was looking for less wheat acres. We saw it even come in lower than expected. The trade was looking for total winter wheat at 40.9 million acres. It came in at 37.1 million acres, about 3.8 million less than trade was looking for. That's the only real friendliness there is in this report. That will be something that the trade will be watching to see whether or not we see those acres change. But history has showed us in the past that the trade always looks for more wheat acres than what USDA actually shows. So this was not a huge surprise. Even though this is friendly for the wheat market, keep in mind we're still looking at larger than expected ending stocks in the wheat, and we have poor demand for our wheat market in the export market, so that is not going to help our wheat in the long run. And the wheat's already seen some pretty good upsides, mainly on technical and fund buying. So it'll be interesting to see how they treat this trade today. We have yet to see any real good calls from the floor, but they're looking mainly at 10 to 15 lower in the corn and the soybeans, and they're calling it either side of unchanged, a little bit higher in the wheat market at the moment.